Today, I will tell you three stories from my life. Story one is about connecting the dots. After high school, I attended college, but I never graduated. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life, so I decided to drop out. It was scary at the time, but now I know it was one of my best decisions. I loved the artistic posters I saw at college, so I decided to learn calligraphy. 10 years later, I put calligraphy into the Mac. It was the first computer with beautiful letters. The dots of my life were connected, from my college interest to Apple computers. So here's my advice to you. Trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. Trust yourself. It makes all the difference. Story two is about love and loss. I was lucky. Early in my life, I found something I loved to do. When I was only 20 years old, my friend Woz and I started Apple. We made computers in my parents' garage and worked hard. In 10 years, Apple grew into a big company with 4,000 employees. I was 30 years old and successful. Then I was fired from my own company. The focus of my life was gone. I didn't know what to do. I thought about running away, but I still loved the thing I did. Getting fired did not change that. Though I didn't see it then, getting fired was the best thing for me. Being successful was a heavy burden, but being a beginner again was light. It was one of the most creative times of my life. I started a company named Pixar. It became one of the most successful animation studios in the world. This happened because I was fired from Apple. So here's my advice to you. Your work will be a large part of your life. You'll be satisfied only when you do great work. To do great work, you must love the thing you do. If you haven't found the thing you love yet, keep looking for it. You'll know when you find it. And it'll get better and better as the years go on. Story three is about death. I look in the mirror every morning and ask myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do the things I'm planning to do today? When the answer is often no, I know I need to change something. About a year ago, my doctor told me that I have cancer. No one wants to die. Time is limited, so here's my advice to you. Live your own life. Don't live someone else's. Listen to your own inner voice. Have courage and follow your heart. It already knows what you want. When I was young, I liked a magazine that ended with the words, "Stay hungry, stay foolish." I have always wished that for myself. As you graduate and begin a new life, I wish the same for you. Stay hungry, stay foolish.